Sarva Shastra Dipiyusha, Sarva Vedaika Satpala, Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya, Sarva Lokaika Drikpada, Sarva Bhagavata Prana, Srimad Bhagavata Prabhu, Kalidvanta Uditaditya, Shri Krishna Parivartita, Paramananda Pattaya, Prema Varshakshadayati, Sarvada Sarva Sevyaya, Shri Krishnaya Namostume, Marekubanda Matsangin, Madguru Madmahadana, Mannistadaka Madvagya, Madananda Namostute, Asadu Saduta Dayin, Atinicho Chatakara, Hama Muncha Kadachin Mam, Tvimnarit Kantayok Spura, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 34. Yadardam ayushastasya.
Yadardam ayushastasya.
Parardam abhidhiyate.
Parardam abhidhiyate.
Purvak parardo pakranto.
Purvak parardo pakranto.
Hyaparodhya pravartate.
Hyaparodhya pravartate.
Yadardam ayushastasya. Parardham abhidhiyate. Purvak parardho pakranto. Hyaparodhya pravartate. Ardham. Half. Ayushaha, of the duration of life, tasya,
his,
parardham, a parardha, abhidhiyate,
is called,
purvaha, the former,
paraardaha,
half of the duration of life.
Half of the duration of life.
Apakrata.
Apakrata.
Having passed.
Having passed.
He certainly.
Certainly.
Aparaha. The latter.
The latter.
Adya. In this millennium.
In this millennium.
Pravartate. Shall begin. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The 100 years of Brahma's life are divided into two parts, the first half and the second half. The first half of the duration of Brahma's life is already over, and the second half is now current. Purport. The duration of 100 years in the life of Brahma has already been discussed in many places in this work. And it is described in Bhagavad Gita, 8.17, also. 50 years of the life of Brahma are already over, and 50 years are yet to be completed. Then, for Brahma also, death is inevitable. Sahasriyuga paryantam ahar yad brahma no vidu. Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam Deho Ratra Vido Janaha. This is Bhagavad Gita 8.17. 1,000 years of the demigods is one day of Brahma, and another 1,000 days is his night. We believe this, I hope. We're accepting this as scriptural fact. Very few people in the current world, even in India, maybe Indians, but outside of India, who accepts this? Who will hear such a thing and agree with it, that there's somebody in this world who lives for how many years? I don't know how many trillions of years. The astrophysicists may conceive of the sun lasting for a few billion years, up to 5 billion years. But that there's a person in this world, not even God, but a finite person who lives for such a long time. So this is a fantastic fact. Why do we accept it? Why do we have faith in this? I think in most of our cases, because we have faith in Srila Prabhupada, because we trust that he's in touch with some much higher truth than what we're used to, and therefore whatever he says, we'll take it seriously. We may have some doubts about some things and have to question and ask questions about some things, but we presume that what he says is right, and if we don't understand it, there's something wrong with us. It's on the strength of our faith in the Guru who's presenting us this knowledge that we accept the knowledge. Without that, if you have that faith, then you can understand the absolute truth. If you don't have it, then you cannot understand. All you can do is accept as true what suits your intellect and your logical capacity and your ability to perceive things with your own senses. You're limited by that. Unless you accept the vision of a transcendental soul, a person who knows things much better than you. So that's our process. But it's a tricky process. It's based on that confidence in the spiritual authority. And there's the whole world around us of people who don't have such faith in anybody. They just live on the basis of empirical fact and so-called scientific truth, which is a very limited worldview. Such a worldview doesn't allow the existence of Brahma. You know, that's just mythology, fantastic story. We have to be careful how we associate with this materialistic world that denies faith in the Vedic authority. You know, this modern world is anti... What is the word? Anti-disestablishmentarian is the longest word.
Antibiotics.
What? Anti-what?
Antibiotics.
Antibiotics. Yeah, it means it kills anything that's inside you. Disestablishmentarianism. So the establishment is the Vedic establishment, and the whole modern civilization is anti-establishment. Is there to destroy the spiritual authority and replace it with materialism. And this is the mandate of the material energy. Maya's job is to convince us that the Vedic authority is bogus and we should just eat, sleep, and be merry for the short time that we're on this planet. We have to be careful in association with that world not to have our faith damaged. Therefore, we practice our sadhana. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadveshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. By regular practice of Bhagavad Dharma, one's material attachments become diminished. And if we neglect our dharma, if we don't follow our sadhana, then we're susceptible to all the material influences. Whether we're living, you know, in a materialistic place or a so-called spiritual place, Maya has her power everywhere, even in the holy dham. So our protection is Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nityam means every day. Like the doctor gives you medicine, take this 3 times a day. Daily medicine. So our daily medicine is chanting our rounds, hearing from the Bhagavatam and the Gita, being in the association of Vaishnavas. This is our protection. This keeps our faith strong. Just like Ayurvedic medicine, it's not some, like the Western medicine, some violent system of intervention in the natural bodily functions, but the natural medicine is to help the body with its own protective capacities, to make the body strong so that it can protect itself. Like that, our spiritual sadhana is to make us strong so we can protect ourselves. If we chant Hare Krishna, study the shastras, be in association of devotees, do some service, then we have the spiritual strength to live in the material world and not be dragged down into illusion, not to lose our faith. Now, this is not just another religion, that because you were born into it, or you got converted into it, you signed a piece of paper, I believe, or you stood in front of everybody and shouted, I believe, I believe. No, it's not like that. It's not a sentimental conversion. It's a complete program for how to live your life. It's a daily practice. And we have to endeavor to maintain it. It doesn't just go on automatically. We have to make an endeavor to keep our taste strong so that we can read this verse and verses like it to tell us things that most people in the world could never believe, that Brahma lives for so many trillions and quadrillions of years. We keep ourselves spiritually fit, we'll be able to read these things and believe them and not have a hard time with Krishna consciousness. So many complaints, oh, this person does this and this person does that. We won't be affected by those doubts if we just are satisfied in ourselves with our spiritual life. 50 years of the day of Brahma, of the life of Brahma, are already over. Well, he knows that his life is half over. We don't know that. Our lives may be 99% over, as far as we know. We don't know how much time we have to live. Brahma does. He's in anxiety. Just like a man who's on death row. If someone tells you, you're going to die on such and such a day, that's a cause of anxiety. Better not to know. And I can pretend I'll live forever. But if someone tells you, I know when you're going to die, the astrologer tells you, you're going to die on this, February 18th, 2004. Uh-oh, then you're in anxiety. Oh my God, I only have 1 year left. So Brahma's in that position. He knows exactly when he's going to die. He'd be in less anxiety if he didn't know. There's a story of, it's told in the Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natakam of Kavi Karnapur, play on the life of Lord Chaitanya, Srivas Thakur, about how he became converted. He was a mundane pundit, a student of Devananda Pandit, Sanskrit scholar, but not a Vaishnav. And he heard he heard a prediction from an astrologer, he's going to die in 1 year. And he took it very seriously and was terrified. What to do? I have 1 year to live. He was afraid, but he also wanted to do the right thing. So he went to Devananda Pandit and decided to seriously study the Puranas and prepare himself for that 1 year ahead death. And he read all Puranas, which is usually when you read all the Puranas, you just get confused. So many contradictory things. But he came across one passage in one of the minor Puranas, the Brihannaradiya. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalao Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatiranyata. And it just turned on a light bulb in his head. What am I doing? Reading all these books, I should be chanting Hare Krishna. So he finished reading the Puranas, but he started chanting Hare Krishna very seriously. And somehow the day of his death came and he didn't die. And then he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Well, he already knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became one of his chief disciples, Srivas Thakur. He's one of the Panchatattva. This is his story. So he knew when he was going to die, and it caused a lot of anxiety. And then when he started chanting Hare Krishna, he was freed from his destiny. He didn't have to die. We don't know.
you know, we're better off. A good astrologer could tell you. It has to be a really good astrologer to actually be able to tell you when you're going to die exactly. It's a tricky thing to judge. But if someone told you, you'd be in more anxiety. So Krishna saves us from that by keeping us in ignorance. But let's not be satisfied with that ignorance. Okay, because we're childlike, Krishna keeps us in ignorance. We don't know how bad our situation really is. We can pretend it's better than what it really is. But that's not intelligent. That's just for children. We want to become spiritually mature. We have to live up to face the fact of how bad our situation really is, how precarious it really is, and then get serious about our spiritual life. That's what's recommended. But it takes some courage to do that. Okay, so I'll stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Yeah,
I have one. Pravritti marg means to do things that are positive in order to obtain the heavenly planets, but can you describe nivritti?
Renunciation? To give up material activities. Yeah. Not to indulge in things that you don't really need. Yeah, to give up material life. Pravritti marga is the path of detachment. So whatever practically leads to detachment from material association, that's on the path of nivritti. Meditation, austerity, charity, giving things away. Things you could just keep for yourself and enjoy, just give them away instead to somebody else. Instead of hoarding your wealth, give most of it away for the benefit of the saintly persons. That's on the path of renunciation. Taking sannyas and other things. These are all on the path of nivritti mark. What makes you more entangled is pravritti. What makes you less entangled is nivritti. So devotional service is nivritti path. It's in the category of nivritti. Practice of devotional service is meant to decrease our material life, not increase it. Yeah. Okay. Anything else? Okay, we can stop here. Thank you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.